It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. I have a great program for you today. This is one of the best. I am so excited about today's show. I have long admired today's guest. He's been a part of VOA history. He hosted the VOA 50th anniversary celebration right here in Washington, D.C. And he's decided now is the time to say farewell. He's calling it a career. Kenny Rogers joins us. He's had many, many hits, Lady and Gambler, and the list goes on. His career started in the 60s. Kenny's here. He's going to tell us why he's decided it's time to end his career. We'll be talking to Kenny Rogers right here on Border Crossing, so hang around.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Hi, this is Larry London. It's a very special day here on Border Crossings. We've got a music legend with us today on the Border Crossings. We'd like to welcome from Nashville via satellite to the one and only Kenny Rogers.
Thank you, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you back with the Voice of America. I'm not sure if you remember, but you hosted the VOA 50th anniversary show about 25 years ago here at VOA. Do you remember that?
I thought so, yes. Do I remember it? No.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us today.
And Thank you, I appreciate it.
That we're celebrating a six-decade-long career with all of the wonderful achievements and accolades that are Kenny Rogers. Now, I got to ask you, why did you decide now is the time to say goodbye?
Well, I said a long time ago that I would do this as long as I didn't embarrass myself. And my mobility is such now that I have to make excuses for it when I go on stage. And the people are really sweet, really nice, but it still embarrasses me. So that's the reason.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being honest. And I heard in an interview you had mentioned that you still have a few things left on your bucket list that you'd like to do. So can you share those things with us?
Well, you know, I have identical twin boys that are 13, and we're going to try to do a lot of things with them. We took them to South Africa January a year ago and put them out on a safari because I wanted them to have that safari experience, which I had had before. And we put them out there, and I bought them each a camera. I said, take all the pictures of everything you see out here that's exciting to you, and when we get home, we'll put them in a book, and you can show them to your friends at school. We get home, and I swear to God, they had 150 selfies of themselves. I think a kangaroo accidentally stumbled in behind one.
Now, you know, looking back at your career and all of the great accomplishments, over 100 million records sold, 120-plus big chart hits. You're in the Country Music Association, the Hall of Fame. You've got Grammy Awards, all of the things that you've achieved and accomplished. What would you say to Kenny Rogers would be one of your proudest moments from your career?
I think the friends I've made. I mean, when you look at Dolly Parton and Lionel Richie and Smokey Robinson, and all these guys are friends of mine, and those friendships mean a lot. You know, music comes and goes, but friends don't come and go.
True. Very, very true. And we're going to be celebrating your career in what is called All In for the Gambler, Kenny Rogers Farewell Celebration. And you've got all your friends joining you for this show. And I guess Lionel Richie wrote Lady for you. So you have a special
bond.
He did.
I asked him to write it, and he said he didn't have time. And I said, well, I thought I should tell you it's going to be on a greatest hits album, and it'll probably sell 5 or 6 million. And he said, how's 7:30 Saturday night? And he showed up and wrote it that Saturday night. So he's a very special guy.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. And yes, oh yes, I always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long.
How about favorite songs for you and your collection? What do you really look back at and enjoy singing whenever you're doing a show?
I do. Linda Davis is out with me on my farewell tour. Mm-hmm. So we get to do a lot of the duet songs. And she and I do We've Got Tonight, the song I did with Sheena Easton.
Right.
And that's a very special piece of music to me.
Let's make it last.
Let's find a way.
Turn out the light.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
He works hard to give her all he thinks she wants. A three-car garage, her own credit cards. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. 'Cause lately she'd try anything to turn his head. Would it make a difference if she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. And the more that he lives, the less that he tries. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work, to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes. I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of your life.
You've got so many great songs and so many great memories. And not many people can say that they are known around the world for not only their music and, of course, all the appearances you've made in different films and television shows. You own a restaurant chain in 156 countries, Kenny Rogers Roasters. So,
yep, we're big overseas.
You're big everywhere. And
yeah, it's good food, too.
I've been there, and I know your food is delicious, and I know you take a lot of time with your food and your creations.
Thank
as you.
You
have with your music. Now, you know, these days, what are your plans for retirement? What are you going to do when you get off the road? Other than, you know, you're going to be with the twins. Well, you have five children, right?
Yeah, but my two older boys are in L.A., and they won't be here. They'll come and go. But I will sit at home with my feet up on the sofa and watch TV like I've done for the last 4 months. I take great pride in my ability to stop.
Wow. Well, I know that, you know, I don't know that you can totally stop all the time. I mean, just when you take a break, all of a sudden there you are in a Geico commercial or something else.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That commercial was wonderful. Yeah. I enjoyed doing that.
Well, you're a lot of fun. I know that you've had a great sense of humor over the years, and the fans are following you through the generations, and I know that a lot of people are disappointed that you've decided to retire, but are you totally going to step away from music? Are you going to do...
Totally going to step away. You know, I hate guys that retire 10 times. Either get out or don't get out, but if you're going to get out, get out.
And how are you feeling these days? I know that back in 2014, you had been diagnosed with some skin cancer issues, and you had some surgery. So how are you doing now?
I'm doing fine. I mean, my age is just one of those things that you can only feel as good as your age, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's harder for me, you know, and that's part of my problem is my mobility.
Well, looking back at the great career that you've had, do you remember where you were when you heard your music on the radio for the very first time?
Yeah, I had a hit record in 1957, and it was a kind of an old, what they call doo-wop record. Mm-hmm. And I was driving along on the road with my sister, and she said, "Wait a minute, isn't that you?" And I said, "Yes," and we pulled over and listened to the rest of the song.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Thank you.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. How she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. Fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal.
And in all of the honors that you've got, all of the Hall of Fames that you've been inducted this year, I guess you've been inducted into the Texas Music Hall of Fame as well.
I have, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I'm going into next week the Professional Photographers Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Which is pretty exciting.
You like to take photographs, huh? Is that a hobby?
Well, I did for a while. You know, I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I did, you know, a couple of books of celebrities that I'm very proud of. I have Michael Jackson and a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple more. One book was called Places I've Been and Things I've Seen. And it was about some of the most incredible places I've ever been.
Mm. Wow. And I'm sure you've been to some incredible places throughout your career and throughout your life. And you've been blessed to have such a great career and be able to go around the world where you're known. And Kenny Rogers' name is a household name.
Something going on.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
It's been a long time since I walked through this old town. Oh, how the memories start to flow. And there's the old movie house. They finally closed it down. You could find me there every Friday night 20 years ago. I worked the counter at the drugstore down the street, but nobody's left there I would know. On Saturday mornings, that's where all my friends would be. You'd be surprised what a dime would buy. Life was so much easier 20 years ago. I guess I should stop by Mr. Johnson's hardware store. His only son was my friend Joe. Joined the army back in 1964. How could we know he would never come back 20 years ago? Life was so much easier 20 years ago. Oh, it almost seems like yesterday 20 years ago.
It's a tremendous honor to have you on The Voice of America, and we are broadcasting to quite a variety of people around the world. And one of the questions I got sent to me to ask you, when they make the Kenny Rogers life story, which ultimately they will, undoubtedly, I mean, who do you want to play Kenny Rogers? Any thoughts?
Elvis Presley. Oh, that's too late for that. No, I'm just, I haven't thought about it too much because I don't know that they're going to do that. But they'll find somebody who sings out of tune, I'm sure, and that's all I ask. Don't find anybody that sings better than I do.
Mm. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. Boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces.
for a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure, and white. Till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music. Every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. Until you came along.
out the colors. What a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are a
What do you think that you did best in the music business throughout your career? What did you enjoy the most? Was it the songwriting? Was it the singing, the performing? What was your favorite part of all of this?
The performing. I think I love getting on the stage, making people laugh. When I was 13 years old, I went to hear Ray Charles, and he became my hero, you know, because I told mom that's what I wanted to do was perform. And she said, why would you want to do that? And she said, I watched him and people clapped for everything he sang, and they smiled and laughed at everything he said. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Right, right, absolutely. So when you finally do hang it up, so to speak, this coming year, after your tour is over, and I assume it ends, is it ending this year or is it ending 2018?
Yeah, I have 9 more shows this year.
Okay. So when you do hang it up, what do you want people to remember most about Kenny Rogers?
Just that I had a good time and I treated everybody fairly, and any of my music they can remember, I would appreciate it.
Let's go out in a blaze of gold. Let's go out like we can.
What are the holidays going to be like for you this month?
Oh, they're going to be brutal. The boys love Halloween. I can skip that one.
You can skip that one? How about Christmas?
Yeah. Christmas is always fun. I have about 8 or 9 Christmas shows to do, so I'll get a chance to really get into the Christmas spirit.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kenny Rogers, for being on The Voice of America and joining us on Border Crossings. You've given us so many great memories and so much great music, and it's going to last a lifetime. And we love you. The worldwide audience of VOA loves you. And thank you so much, Kenny Rogers, for doing this for
us. That's so nice. Thank you very much.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. Remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more.
I am Larry London. Thank you very much for listening to today's show here, Border Crossings. I want to thank Kenny Rogers for joining us on the show today. an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to a true music icon. And it's a bittersweet for us to be saying goodbye to him, but he's given us so many hits, and he wants to spend time with his family, which who can fault anybody for wanting to do that? So thank you, Kenny Rogers, for joining us on today's Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, and I'll see you real soon on the VOA1 Music Network.